are here just to bring you good cheer.
Good evening. The 45,000 Texaco dealers from coast to coast who serve you so courteously and efficiently with Fire Chief, the emergency-grade gasoline, Texaco Motor Oil, and Farfax, the scientific chassis lubricant, present an all-star summer review with Pinky Tomlin, Deanna Durbin, Seymour Seymour, Jack Renard, two new surprise stars, and the young comedian Eddie Stanley.
Thank you, Jimmy Wallington. Folks, this is Father's Day, and I want to offer congratulations to every dad from coast to coast.
Well, that's a very nice thought, Stanley. And I know you didn't forget to send your father a little gift.
That's right. I bought him a beautiful camel hair coat for $150.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, and I knew my father wouldn't want me to spend that much money on a coat, so I changed the price tag to $15.
Oh, yeah.
See, I sent it to him with a note saying, here's a wonderful bargain I picked up for $15. Wear it in good health. And would you believe it? I just got a wire from my dad. Listen.
Well, read it to us.
Says that, dear son, just sold the coat for $18, making a $3 profit. Please rush 6 more coats.
Stanley.
Yes?
Oh, Mr. Stanley, today is Father's Day, and I want to present you with this comedian's joke book as a Father's Day gift.
Thanks very much, but you see, I'm not a father.
Oh, that's all right. You're not a comedian either.
It's starting again, Jimmy. Why can't people leave me alone? I'm trying my best.
Well, that's one of the hardships of being a comedian, Stanley. You've got to take the bad with the good.
Yeah, but so far it's been all bad.
Oh, Mr. Stanley.
Yes, I'm Eddie Stanley.
I represent the Santa Monica Radio Fans Club.
Jimmy, it's getting good. Mister, what's on your mind?
You know, this is a grand day. And it's a grand word that this day stands for. Father.
That's right.
And as far as the Radio Fans Club is concerned, it applies especially to you, Mr. Stanley.
Father applies especially to me?
Yes, sir. The farther away you go, the better we like it.
Oh, Jimmy, that's the finish. If that's what a comedian has to take, then I don't want to be a comedian.
Yeah, and I don't want to be a millionaire.
So you don't want to be a comedian, huh?
No, I'm going to be a master of ceremonies. Why, MCs are in great demand right now. All the nightclubs in town are looking for MCs.
Masters of ceremonies?
No, more customers.
Yeah. I see. Not bad. So you're going to be a master of ceremonies, eh? Now remember, Stanley, it's a tough job introducing people.
Oh, no. It's a pleasure to introduce people when you can present two new citizens of Texaco Town, Ella Logan, singing star of the screen and radio, and Igor Gorin from Hollywood Hotel.
Well, Ella, welcome to Texaco Town.
Greetings, lads and laddies.
And I suppose, Igor, that you will greet us in your native Austrian tongue?
Selbstverständlich, noch servus, der Herr, shall we guest in Illinois, which means, how are you guys and girls?
Well, Ella and Igor, we're glad to have you with us, because tonight you'll help make a lot of fathers happy.
You know, I think it would be a very nice thing to send greetings over the air to all the fathers in America. No?
Yes,
say,
well,
that's a grand idea. Don't think it'd be fine.
Say more, say more.
Well,
I think that was awful sweet of you to think of the fathers. I think a lot of my pa and ma thinks a lot of them, too. Only I'm too much of a lady to tell you what she thinks of them. Say, by the way, you're kind of cute. You ain't married, are you?
Look in here, let me tell you something.
Mr. Gorin, I want to warn you. I want you to be very careful of Miss Seymour. She said that same thing to Stanley and me.
Oh, that's all right. You see, I'm not married, so I could go out with her.
That would be a perfect match. Gorin with the wind.
Oh. Say, Stanley.
What is it, Renard?
I'd like to send Eddie Cantor a present for Father's Day.
Well, who's stopping you?
I can't think what to buy him. But I like him so much, I'd give him the shirt off my back.
Well, if you did, he'd probably use it for a bedspread.
Why don't you stop clowning, Seymour, and send something to Cantor yourself?
Oh, I got a gift for him. I'm going to give him something to remember me by.
What is it? A parrot?
Now, listen, everybody. Let's be serious about this thing. Igor is Viennese. Ella is Scotch. What do you say we send Father's Day greetings typical of each country?
Wait a minute. What about me? I'm French.
Renard, according to your name, you're from France, but according to your size, you're from Wales.
about. You know, I'm English.
Oh, quit kidding, Seymour. You don't even know anybody in England.
Oh, no? Say, I was in England 2 years ago, and I went out with the Earl of Wickham. Every night I ate caviar. Say, if it wasn't for the Earl of Wickham, I'd never have ate caviar.
Yeah, and if it wasn't for the Earl of Texaco, you'd never eat at all.
That's very nice work, Stanley. But how about those Father's Day greetings? What do you think?
Good idea. Somebody start.
All right, I'll start it. To the fathers, I say, try fire, Chief. It's the best you've ever seen.
And when Wellington opens his mouth to speak, it's gas, not gasoline.
Quiet, Stanley, will you? All right, Igor, you're next.
My father was born in Vienna, but I love my mother first. I don't know if I like father best, but I like Wiener Wurst.
Oh, is that bad? All right, Igor. Now for Bonnie Scotland. Are you ready, Ella?
Aye, I think I've got wee bit. It's Father's Day in Scotland, and so to you, Father dear, here's sending you best wishes for a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, a golden anniversary, a happy birthday, and won't you be my Valentine? Woo-hoo! That's saving expenses.
Oh, boy, I've got one.
Go ahead, Renard, go ahead.
To every father, I wish one thing that's bound to bring them cheer. A side of beef, a leg of lamb, and a bottle of beer. A bottle of beer, a bottle of beer, a bottle of
beer.
Wait a
minute. Whoa. Wait a minute, Jack. What's the idea of all those bottles of beer?
Well, I'm no fool. You get 2 cents back on each empty bottle.
Jimmy.
Yes, Jimmy.
You know, James, that this radio greeting idea of yours is fine. Now, what do you say we all get together and send a greeting to one of the best-loved fathers in America?
We'll finish this meeting
by sending a greeting
to everyone's favorite clown.
We send love and kisses to him and his missus.
Who? The mayor of Texaco Town.
Yes,
what is it?
Tell me, you're going to be on this program from now on, aren't you?
Why, yes.
And you have a contract, haven't you?
Yes.
Well, what does the contract call for?
It calls for me to sing.
Then what are you waiting for?
My wee friend, I think you've got something there. You don't believe it's me, do you? 'Cause you knew me when, didn't you? Always was so gay, wasn't I, and how? But now, my voice is getting stale, isn't it? My feet are out of step, aren't they? But I got a good reason why I'm not so spry. Here's my alibi. I lost my rhythm, lost my music. When I lost my man, I got no ignition, no ambition. Why, there's no show, it's only intermission. When you've lost your man, I never. Why, dancing, 'cause my dancing don't mean a thing. Why, I was a hot singer, but what singer can sing without a song to sing her? I need my rhythm. Yeah, and I need my music. But when my man comes home, he'll bring it with him. I mean my music and I mean my rhythm. I'm just an also-ran without my manner. No rhythm and no music. No rhythm, no music, no man. No ignition and no ambition. There's no show, it's only intermission. When you've lost your man, I never try dancing, 'cause my dancing don't mean a thing. For I was a hot singer, but what singer can sing without a song to sing? Well, I need my rhythm and I need my music. But when my man comes home, he'll bring him with him. I mean my music and I mean my rhythm. I'm just an also-ran without the man.
Ella Logan, that certainly was hot. You started on top of the town. and you'll soon be sitting on top of the world.
Say, Eddie.
What is it, Seymour?
Why, you gotta rave about that Ella Logan. You know, I can tear off some fancy singing myself.
Tear is right. Last week, it sounded like you was tearing a potato sack.
Say, what's the matter with my voice?
Well, you sing through your nose instead of your mouth. You see, you have to know how to use each organ.
Say, I'm a singer, not an organist.
I mean the five senses. Look, I hear with my ears, I see with my eyes, I taste with my tongue. Now, Seymour, how do I smell?
Boy, have I got an answer to that one.
This is no place for me.
That's right, Pinky. You protect me from Eddie.
I got enough trouble protecting me from you.
Oh, haven't you ever felt that you're in love? Don't you ever feel fidgety and upset? Say, don't you ever feel hot and cold flashes and get all covered with goose pimples?
Oh, sure.
Well, what do you do?
I take sulfur and molasses.
Oh, gee, Pinky, but you're cute, and I'm going to kiss you right now.
Oh, no, you ain't.
Hey, leave him alone. Hey, Pinky, what's that machine you're putting around your neck?
This is a kiss-o-meter.
A kiss-o-meter?
Yeah, you see, it works with a battery. If Seymour tries to kiss me, she'll get a shock.
Oh.
Battery or no battery, you're going to get kissed.
Hey, cut that out, Seymour. Quit, will you? Hey, stop kissing me.
Well, Pinky, it looks like Seymour can take the shock all right.
Yeah, I'm going to take this doggone machine back where I got it. It don't work.
Oh, wait a minute, Pinky. Don't go.
What do you want?
I want to give you back your battery. So long.
Well, Pinky, you know, it looks like Seymour's going to get you yet.
No, sir. I'm still going to stick to my guitar. Pappy went out to plow his corn. He wished to his soul that he'd never been born. The wheat's so thick that he couldn't get through. Now, said Pappy, this never will do. So he plowed.
So he plowed.
Yes, he plowed.
Yes, he plowed.
He plowed and plowed till he wore himself plumb out. Pappy drunk his coffee for 'twas stirred. Such a funny noise you ain't never heard. Of course, the reason was it hadn't been blowed, but it made no difference, 'cause Pappy never knowed. So he blowed.
So he blowed.
Yes, he blowed.
Yes, he blowed.
He blowed and stirred till he wore himself plumb out. Pappy got dressed up fit to kill to go for a ride in his automobile. He cranked and cranked, but she wouldn't go. Pappy never heard about Texaco. So he cranked. Yes, he cranked.
And how he cranked.
He cranked and cranked till he wore the car plumb out. Little sister went out to milk old Boss, but there wasn't any cow, there was only a horse. She sat herself down on the milking stool. The horse looked around and said, you gosh darn fool. So she didn't. She didn't.
Of course she didn't.
She didn't milk till she wore herself plumb out. I can't sing another lick cause she wore my sex plumb out.
Jack Renard, the orchestra, and the entire Texaco Town cast in a melodic extravaganza, Birds of a Feather.
Let's all sing like the birdies sing. Hear your voice of free. If you don't know the words, you can sing like the birds.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
Tweet, tweet.
Thank you.
That's why the
bluebirds and the blackbirds got together.
Pinky Tomlin, what's your favorite bird?
Mr. Renard, my favorite bird is the crow.
Why?
Just cause.
Seymour, what bird do you like best?
The same one my father likes, the gull.
Your father's favorite bird is the gull?
Sure, just a little swallow.
Ella Logan, how about you?
Oh, I like the Scotch owl.
The Scotch owl? What kind of a bird is that?
It didn't give a hoot.
Eddie Stanley, what is your favorite bird?
Oh, I like two birds, the peacock and the stork.
Well, the peacock is very beautiful.
The peacock may be beautiful, but it's the stork that delivers the goods.
Wait a minute. Whoa, Renard, wait just a minute. You're playing the prisoner song. This number is supposed to be about birds.
But, Jimmy, didn't you ever hear of jailbirds?
Say, Stanley.
Yeah, what is it, Pinky?
Say, I just been thinking about that little Scotch lady, Ella Logan. She's kind of cute, ain't she?
Yeah, she... Say, I kind of thought you'd get tired of holding the guitar on your lap. Pinky, you know, I like you, and I'm going to tell you how to handle women.
Excuse me, gentlemen.
Oh, hello, Igor. What's on your mind?
You see, I overheard what you said about women. Now, if you are needing advice about women, there's only one man to come to. And I am she.
Oh, you are she.
Yes. If I wanted to make an impression on Miss Logan, you see, I would buy her a ring for her dainty little hand.
Well, then I'd buy her golden slippers for her dainty little feet.
So I'd buy her gloves for her dainty little hand.
Well, then I'd buy her stockings for her dainty little feet.
Well, I would kiss her dainty little hand.
Brother, I pass.
Come bella, spira tanto sentimento, come il tuo suave accento, come desto fa sognar. Senti come lieve sale, dai giardini adoranti, non è perfuma non vagare, perché parla ti tuo adore no, e tu dici o pare tuo Dio, e non è tonio da.
Igor, but there was so little of it. Won't you sing something else?
If you like. My first song was in Italian. Now I will sing in English, I think.
Così, cosa? It's a wonderful word, a la la la. When anyone asks you how you are, it's proper to say, così, cosa? così, cos'ha? The marini should ask you if you care. You don't understand the love affair. Say, così, cos'ha? Does it mean yes? No. Does it mean no? Well, yes. And no, cause it's a love. Get together and sing. La 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 la. It's easy to say, to try today and plan to say. Cause it's a love. Cause it's a love.
If a lady should ask you if you can, we don't have to start the love so fancy. Cause it's a
love. Does it mean
no? No.
Does it mean no? Well, yes. And no,
cause it's a
get together and sing.
La 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 la, it's easy to say, so try today and learn to say.
Cause it's a
Seymour, come here a minute.
Did you want me? I hope.
Yeah. Say, I'd like for you to bring your mother and father to a party I'm giving tonight.
Oh, they ain't speaking. Pa saw it, Ma, because she nagged them while driving to the Father's Day party they went to last night.
She nagged them?
Did she? Say, in the car, Ma nagged him about everything. Finally, when she complained about the car not having a footrest for the back seat, Pa says, oh, pipe down. That back seat don't need a footrest. What it needs is a chin rest.
Oh, I guess that much to shut her up.
Well, it did for a while, but you should have heard her holler when Pa wrecked the car.
He wrecked the car? Was your father hurt?
Nah, it happened when he got out to fix a flat tire. The car rolled down a hill and crashed into a tree.
Yeah?
Ma crawled out of the car and hollered, just that? It's a wonder I wasn't knocked unconscious. And Pa yelled back, wonder? It's a darn shame.
Well, it's a miracle that he ever got to that party at all.
Oh, he got there all right, but he didn't stay all right. He started drinking.
Why didn't your mother stop him?
Well, she didn't think he'd had too much. She wouldn't have noticed it except for one little thing.
And what was that?
When Pa stepped inside the grandfather's clock and tried to dial long distance.
I'll bet your mother was embarrassed.
Yeah, but she covered it up by suggesting they all play games. Pa hollers, let's play pin the tail on the donkey. And Ma snapped back, you haven't better, Pa. If they pin the tail on the donkey, you won't be able to sit down for a week.
And I'll bet you they played the game anyhow.
No, they played spin the bottle.
Spin the bottle?
Yeah, but Pa drank the bottle, so they had to spin him.
I'm surprised that your father stood for that.
Well, he said it was all right to spin him if they'd give him a drink first. So my uncle handed him a glass of brandy. As soon as Pa drank the brandy, they started to spin him, but good.
They did?
Yeah. He spun around and around, lost control, knocked over three chairs, tipped over a lamp, crashed into the wall, and a big picture fell off and hit Pa on the head. Pa staggered to his feet, smacked his lips, and says, boy, that's what I call a drink.
Hey, Stanley.
Yes, Jimmy.
Say, not that you aren't doing a good job as master of ceremonies, but there's one announcement I'd like to make.
Okay, take over, Jimmy.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a long time since we told you that our lovable little Deanna is only 14 years old. Her voice is so thrilling that sometimes we forget that she's really just a little girl. Right now, she's making her new picture, 100 Men and a Girl. And here she is, Deanna Durbin.
St. Mary's at sweet eventide shall call me beloved to come to your side, and out in the valley in some dark street I know.
Friends, these programs are presented by your neighborhood Texaco dealer. Drive into his station. As he serves you with Fire Chief gasoline and Texaco motor oil, he'll give you those extra services which are so essential to your complete motoring enjoyment. And now, Jack Renard's singing violin says... Be sure to tune in again next week, same time, same station, for Igor Gorin, Ella Logan, Eddie Stanley, Pinky Tomlin, Seymour Seymour, and Jack Renard. For enjoyable and economical motoring, next time, try a Texaco dealer. James Wellington speaking. Good night, everybody. Good night, Eddie. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
NPM BULOVA Bulova Watch Time, WABC, New York.